This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. President Obama, Vice President Joe Biden, and other public officials will be in Boston today to attend the dedication of the Edward M. Kennedy Institute for the U.S. Senate. Secretary of State John Kerry was scheduled to attend, but he's now staying in Switzerland to continue the talks over Iran's nuclear program. When Ted Kennedy died in 2009, appointed to his U.S. Senate seat was Paul Kirk, who will also be attending today's ceremony. Kirk says, in today's era of extreme partisanship and brinksmanship, the rising generation should look toward Ted Kennedy's legacy of working across the aisle.
I think this was a realization of a dream that he had about education, about his love and respect for the United States Senate, and I think he wished that other U.S. citizens, and particularly the younger generation coming along, had a better understanding of the role, the history, and the function of the United States Senate.
Do you see this as a teaching moment in terms of American political history?
I do. The opportunity here is for young folks to understand how what's going on now does not have to be. The next generation will be interested in public life and in politics, and perhaps undertake it in a way that is not just a political advantage game or who raises the most money, that it's really important to follow the kind of model that Senator Kennedy and those before him brought to this body.
You think it would be at least a little different if he were still alive and still up on Capitol Hill?
Everything would be different. We have a lot of competing hyper-political partisans, a lot of whom are on the two fringes of politics itself, and that kind of feeds the culture, in addition to which we have the gates of fundraising open far beyond what they ever were. Part of it is that the pace, what some of the members think is the importance of raising money, changes what they do in their daily lives, even in Washington. So they don't spend a lot of time as they used to on the Senate floor getting to know one another. They're racing off to receptions, raising money. And so you didn't have time spent, you know, in the cloakroom, on the floor, learning about your colleague across the aisle, his constituencies, his families, and all this stuff. Senator Kennedy, on the other hand, he loved people. He loved his colleagues. He got to know them. And he remembered what it was like to be in the minority. So when he was in the majority, he'd make a special point to reach out to the minority members that might be helpful on a bill, give them credit, and so forth. And of course, they never forgot. If they won the majority, geez, Kennedy was pretty good to me. And so that friendship and that teamwork and that cooperation continued, and it was very much a part of his legacy that's being celebrated today.
Paul Kirk, good to see you again. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome, Bob. Always good to see you, and I hope we cross paths soon.